They're gonna give me the rising number.
Hello.
Hello, this is Ruben.
Hey, Ruben.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, I'm sorry, my underwriters have just been buried end of the month. They did approve the file. I don't have all your pricing options, though. They're going to give it to me tomorrow. I think you'll have every option available up to 60 months. So I just want to give you some good news that the loan has been, the financing has been approved, and they're going to give me all the pricing options tomorrow morning, so I can call you to go over all those options tomorrow and then get your feedback. Will that work for you?
And then you, yeah, I mean, an email would be great also. I mean, yeah, I like talking to people, you know.
Everything will be done in writing.
You say, so everything will be done in email. Writing. That'd be great. But thanks, Ruben, for calling me and letting me know. I appreciate
no
it.
No problem. The two options, just, you know, it will be an equipment lease with a dollar purchase or what's called an equipment finance agreement. It's going to be a fixed payment schedule with two payments due at signing, which is your first and last payment. Most of our programs are, it's really your choice. You can do 2 through 5 years. They don't limit to you to either term. But if you have any questions, just give me a ring and we'll take it from there.
So it's basically like buying a vehicle. That's the kind of loan I'm going to be doing.
It's a little different. So this financing goes exclusively, they're underwritten completely differently, actually. They're similar in that they're fixed payments. They're different in a few major respects. The first idea is that this is business financing. So this doesn't go under your personal credit report. So it doesn't show up as I know you have really good credit, and this doesn't actually influence your debt to income ratio. So this financing doesn't go as a monthly payment on your credit report. Also, a equipment finance agreement is traditionally for a business is very different from a vehicle in the respect that it's not an amortized with a principal and interest separation loan. It's just a fixed payment contract towards the life of the term.
Gotcha.
And the other thing is the borrower is the business, not you personally. The similarities are that it is fixed, you know, just like a car loan has a fixed payment. And the only other difference, of course, is the collateral. We're not financing a vehicle. We're financing a machine, which is a different class of collateral. But they're similar in many respects, different in very, very many respects.
Ruben, so being that we're already here at this point, I need to buy vehicles for the business. I mean, here within about 3 months, I'm going to get really busy. Would that be an option with your company to be able to finance vehicles instead of it going under my personal credit and it goes under the company credit?
We do a lot of that because I think what happens is, and I think you're kind of hitting the nail on the head, you have really good credit. There's no like salesmanship in it. I don't dance around anything. But a lot of the customers that we worked with have said, hey, look, like for example, how much does the vehicle cost? Are you getting a $50,000 or $60,000 vehicle? How much does the equipment cost that you're looking
at? No, they're going to be around $20,000, you know.
I mean, here's what I would tell you. The first, are they new or used?
They're probably going to be newly used, a year old, you know, 2015 instead of 2017, you know, or 16.
So when you have really good credit, you will receive some offers from like a credit union or your local bank that are very, very cheap because many of the banks right now are super desperate for that type of business. It's very, very good collateral, very, very good collateral, and you have very good credit. So they're going to throw terms at you that are very, very cheap. Our financing is going to be inherently very much more expensive. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that because it's not like we get excited about vehicles versus a floor polishing machine, but if you wanted it to not go under your personal credit, that is something we can provide.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for the info. Call me tomorrow.
You got it, brother. I'll see you in email as well tomorrow. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.